Now, I know you were heavily involved in utilizing the RICO Act to help out with gang violence in western Kansas. Can you talk about that? What was that like?
Well, before I came on board, there was a gentleman who's no longer with the office. He's now, I think, practicing law in Denver. But he, along with the police department out in Dodge City, started working. They were having gang issues. There was a gang out there called the Norteños, the Northerners. The people that they preyed upon were primarily undocumented workers working in the feedlots and the meatpacking plants out in the southwest Kansas. Dodge, Ford County, 30,000, 35,000 people, 22 heads of this gang were involved in probably 60% or so of the violent crime that was taking place. We were able to go out under RICO and indict all of these folks, being in a criminal enterprise, and we were able to remove them off the street. And it had a huge effect. I was out there several months ago, and one of the detectives that worked on the case with us, she told me that before the indictment, they were averaging 2 random drive-by shootings a month. Since the indictment, they've had 1.
You've been the U.S. District Attorney for Kansas for more than 5 years. What are the events that really stick out to you?
3 really stick out. Obviously, stopping someone from driving to Mid-Continent Airport, and I believe his intent was to kill or maim 500. TSA says that was very, very conservative. It had probably been anywhere between 1,200 to 1,500, stopping that. Stopping the young man who wanted to drive a truckload of explosives to Fort Riley and kill as many soldiers as he could. But the one event that I regret that we did not have actionable intelligence on was the domestic terrorist, the white supremacist, who killed 3 people outside the Jewish Community Center in Overland Park, Kansas. Tragically, he was not anywhere on our radar screen for us to take the necessary steps to stop him.
So how did you make the decision to leave this position?
I've been asked that a lot. There's no real issue or anything of that nature. It's just I had a picture on my wall in my office in Kansas City of all of my colleagues when we were at the White House back in 2010. 40 to 45% of those folks have left, and it's not uncommon as administrations draw to a conclusion that people leave. And I have a real incredible opportunity to go to work for a law firm in Kansas City that has a national footprint. So I'm real excited about that. But I will miss the interaction with local law enforcement. I will miss the outreach of going to high schools and junior colleges and churches and mosques and synagogues and dealing with folks on a day-in and day-out basis, trying to put a face, a positive face, on the federal government and what the federal government is doing to protect them and their families and their communities. I'll miss that.
There has been talk that you might have political aspirations. Is there any truth to that?
Well, I've always been interested in politics. I'm 62 years old. I'm not as young as I once was. But it's something that I never want to say never. You know, politics is all about timing. And if the timing should come to pass and I've fulfilled my commitment to my partners, I will seriously consider what other options are out there. But at this moment, I'm content to take on my next challenge with this law firm.